I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, what's going on? Tiki and Tierney, company from the Tiki and Tierney Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios, who understand and found the better way to mortgage so you can focus on making your new house home. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage on this Wednesday around the country. Hopefully everybody's doing okay. Everybody's doing well. Tiki and Tierney here, CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network, Sirius XM. Channel 206 on Twitter at Tiki and Tierney, at Tiki Barber, at Brandon Tierney, radio.com, et cetera, YouTube. I mean, if you want to find us, you'll find us. Basically, exactly. If you heard that, you've already found us. So listen, let's start with this Cowboys nonsense, because it's nonsense here. Now, you and I have had Michael Irvin on the show for many times. Mm-hmm. Michael Irvin goes back to when my wife, who was from Dallas, as Tiki well knows, and many of you know, was selling for the ESPN station in Dallas.
Yep.
She knew Mike a little bit. He's a great guy. He is out of his mind.
Awesome.
We love him.
Playmaker.
Yeah. I mean, he's great on TV. He's funny.
Tons of energy all the time.
He's bombastic. He's unpredictable. He's usually pretty damn good in terms of his football assertions, in terms of predictions and X's and O's. He's very good. What in the world is he talking about trading Dak Prescott for Tom Brady? Playmaker, walk this one back as you're starting to. It's really one of the dumbest things I've ever heard.
I think perhaps he's trying to put pressure on the Cowboys to get a deal done with Dak Prescott. Maybe. I mean, I don't know. Look, we're not journalists over here. We're not trying to break stories, even though it happens.
Although
it happens every now and
sure.
then.
Sure. Right? The biggest one in New York.
We're more about entertaining and giving our opinion on what's going on in certain situations around sport. And this Cowboys one is one of the more interesting ones, BT, because by all accounts, the Cowboys love Dak Prescott. I mean, he falls into their lap, basically, as the starter, or at least as a franchise-ish level starter after Tony Romo goes down. And he plays four seasons as the starter. He's really good. 65% completion percentage last year. You see his numbers, almost 5,000 yards, 3-1 touchdown interception ratio, which is fantastic. His yards per attempt are, you know, almost a half a point above what the league average is. Like, he seems like the dude. But they've been trying for a year to get a deal done. Now, think about all the other quarterbacks, the Carson Wentzes of the world, even the Jared Goffs, the guys that aren't nearly as good or at least consistent as Dak Prescott has been. You go back to the Matt Ryans when he got his deal done. When teams want to sign their quarterback, they sign their quarterback. It is what it is, right? Whatever that number is going to be, they pay it. They shell it out. If they have cap issues, they just extend it a little bit farther so that it measures up well versus the cap. The fact that the Cowboys have not gotten this deal done starts to tell me maybe they don't really love Dak Prescott like we assume they love Dak Prescott, and it starts to ring of Kirk Cousins in Washington. I heard that analogy the other day, that comparison, and the more I think about it, the more I can start co-signing it.
Well, there's a few similarities. They were obviously both weren't first-round picks. So they it's not like in the war room on draft night, their teams were saying, oh, boy, we got to get this person. You know, we got to go. We have to move up and get Kirk. Yep. We've got to move up and get Dak. They were interesting moves mid-round where they took a flyer on both players, one from Michigan State and one from Mississippi State, and who had good careers. Certainly, you know, Dak elevated Mississippi State to a level Mississippi State doesn't usually get to every single season. So I think there's true value there. I think Dak is, I don't know if infinitely is the right better, because Kirk Cousins' numbers on the surface are pretty strong, certainly with Minnesota. I just think Dak is better. I think he's a better player. I think he's a better leader. Bigger, stronger, faster, better arm. The area where they're both very similar, and this is a great trait to have, The same person that walks in the building at 6:20 in the morning, whatever it is the same dude who walks out.
Consistency.
Yeah, there's no variations. There's no fluctuations, which you might get with Baker Mayfield, which you definitely got with Johnny Manziel. Not that they're the same type, but you understand the point. And like you get with some other quarterbacks who proved not to be the guy. If Dallas is subscribing to what you just said, then Dallas is lost.
Yeah.
And Dallas deserves to be destined for a decade of, we'll give him 3 years of Quincy Carter, we'll give him 2 years of Drew Henson, we'll give him 2 years of an aging Vinny Testaverde, and we'll give him 3 years of an aging John Kitna.
Yeah.
All former Dallas Cowboy quarterbacks in the past.
Yeah.
Would you sign this guy?
Yeah. They kind of They kind of lucked into Tony Romo, right?
Yes.
To be honest with
they
you.
They did.
And then look what they got. And now that they're done with him, they're going to go back to the old methodologies. But before we move on, BT.
Yep. I want to play that Irvin sound.
Can we put this to rest?
Oh, this is not happening.
This is not happening,
no,
right?
No.
Tom Brady is worth his weight in one place, New England. That's
you mean from a monetary point of view or from a player point of view? Maybe both?
Maybe both.
Yeah, I mean, I can see him bringing some value to a franchise like the Chargers. You might have 10,000 extra season ticket. Yeah, I mean, there'd be intrigue. I don't think he's going to play there. But
yeah,
from a system point of view, if here's the, you know, I mean, imagine... I don't know, man. You know, I always joke around with Jen. I'm like, thank God I'm not single. Like, because I couldn't even imagine going on dates at this point and all the nonsense out there and going on a date.
Am I swiping? Okay, what does this mean? If I swipe, does that mean we're going to get together and we're actually going to do it? Or are we just getting dinner?
Out there. You might as well use it if you're single.
Are we just getting dinner? Like, what's going on?
But I'm saying,
I'm on the wrong app.
But for even that, too. But imagine being on a dinner date or having drinks and, you know, the girl next to you or opposite you was on her phone, not even swiping, just on her phone all night. Like, and I use that as an example to, like, transfer the just how unappealing that would be. Like, when you're married and you're happily married for a while, and then you think about being single and dating, it's such a turnoff.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it's that dissimilar from Tom Brady, who has been married to the Pats for 20 years. Now he's going to go date and learn new systems and new verbiage at 43?
That's a good analogy.
Come on.
That's a really good analogy. It's a really good analogy. I like that
one. You know?
And also, what are you getting? A year? Two?
Max two.
And does that set you up for anything? Because as we all know, no team is ever a player away. So Tom Brady's going to go to the Los Angeles Chargers and all of a sudden they're going to be a Super Bowl contender?
No, I mean, I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I really don't. I think they need to get new weapons.
Especially in the AFC West.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
Yeah, that's true. No. So we can put that to rest. But let's listen to Michael Irvin, who kind of speculated about this.
Well, I can tell you something on that because I'm just telling you right now, at that Super Bowl in Miami, some very significant people and I had some conversations leaning in that same direction, and it was shocking. I had a vodka cranberry in my head, and when they said it to me, I put the drink down and said, let's talk a little bit more.
About then I grabbed the scotch.
Right, you know, and I was like, I just don't know if that's a real possibility of it happening.
All right, by the way, that was on Dale and Keefe, W-E-E-I. So there's lots of conversations that are had in the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
We had a great one with Cam Newton, made some national news, and basically everything that Cam told us, everybody that matters in the Panthers organization has pretty much given us something else to consider, if not refuting
his
enthusiasm to remain a Panther.
Yeah,
a lot of conversations at the Super Bowl.
Just to go there, I think it's all going to be about his health. He's healthy. Fully healthy.
Well, now Tepper said that.
I know.
Tepper said, show me healthy.
And if David Tepper says it, he's the owner, the billionaire owner.
Yeah.
I believe that.
Yeah,
I believe that's the case.
Yeah.
If he's fully healthy, then he'll be there.
But he won't be on the Panthers next year.
We had this conversation a week ago.
He won't be on the Panthers.
I 100% agree.
But Dak will be on Dallas. And Brady, you know, let me phrase it to you this way. Forget about trading for Brady and letting Prescott walk, which is sheer football lunacy.
Yeah.
We don't need to waste time on that because that's not happening. But what do you think is more plausible in terms of a percentage? Tom Brady leaves the Pats. Now, not intertwining the players, independent of each other, two totally separate moves.
Yeah, not leaving to go to the Cowboys.
No. Brady leaving the Pats or Prescott leaving the Cowboys.
What's more likely?
More
likely is Brady leaving the Pats.
I agree.
There's no chance that Dak Prescott. They can't let Dak Prescott leave the Dallas Cowboys, BT, because if Dak Prescott leaves, what are you doing? You know what I mean? You got a good
Quincy
team.
Quincy Carter back to pass. He's flushed. He rolls out to his right. Picked off.
Right? At the end of the day,
do that again.
Isn't it about the best alternative, right? If Dak Prescott's not there, what's your best alternative to lead the Dallas Cowboys?
You want Phillip Rivers at that point?
No.
You want Jameis Winston?
I want Dak Prescott.
No, I do, too.
I want somebody who could build. If I'm a Cowboys fan,
yep.
I want Dak Prescott. I'm not looking at anybody else. I'm not saying.
But they have to be. Otherwise, they would have paid him. At least in the deepest part of their minds, they've got to be thinking about.
I mean, but
on some level.
Let's go back to, like, the beginning of this last season. Zeke Elliott's holding out.
Yep.
He's in Cabo somewhere, working out, doing push-ups on the beach. Or
quarterbacks
whatever.
Can't do that, by the way.
Of course not.
Dak's not.
But,
he can't.
But
hold
Zeke's
out.
On the beach working out, and he's holding out. He can't. He shouldn't, because he has 2 years left. His fourth year and then his fifth year option year. But he's holding out, and he holds the Cowboys ransom because they know that they are very dependent upon him and their run game. And so they end up caving and paying Zeke a pretty good number. What did he make last year? $6 million? His contract was a $90 million contract. 6 years, $90 million, with 50 of it guaranteed. Now, they went out and drafted a running back who turned out to be pretty good anyway, so they probably could have got away with saying, hey, okay, Zeke, sit out if you want to. But my point is, after all of that took place, you remember the conversations that Steven and Jerry Jones were having with the media? Well, you guys should want to play here, right? You can give us a discount, because if the Cowboys are good and you guys are the stars of the Cowboys, then the off-field benefit will be great, right? So give us a discount. I still think that the Cowboys believe that they can get their great players at a discount. And that's just not how – it's not going to work in 2020. Like, players aren't buying into that. They're not saying, oh, I have loyalty to you, therefore I'm going to take a discount in a game that your career could be over on any given Sunday.
Yeah.
So Zeke is going to get – or Dak is going to get what he wants eventually. The Cowboys are going to have to decide whether or not they like him enough / love him enough to give him what he wants, as every other quarterback who is on a team that wants him ultimately gets.
We're on the same page with this, but I think it's a real disservice from a PR point of view. And I know that Jerry's boys with Irvin, they're really tight, okay? But somebody, and unless I missed it, but to my knowledge, this has not happened yet. Yeah. Somebody within the Cowboys franchise.
He did say it was not Jerry or Steven.
No, I understand that. For sure, he did make that distinction. But he made it after. He made the distinction after the fact. Somebody, Jerry or Steven Jones, should come out and say, hey, listen, we love Michael. Michael's part of the Cowboys family. And they should have done this a day ago and just preemptively taken out the legs here and just snuffed out the story out of respect to Dak. Like, just not refuted, because it wasn't a report per se, but just end any conversation, any noise. You know what? Listen. All right, now, settle down now, y'all.
We have a nice conversation here.
We have a good chance about this here now, boys. I'm not in the mood to mess around now. But you know that we have great affection, stark affection, big-time affection for Dak, and we're going to get this resolved at some point. Like, that's what he needs to say.
That's right.
Just say it.
I'm looking at their Clayton Thorson from Northwestern is their only quarterback on the roster, right, under contract right now.
You may as well have John Clayton.
It's the offseason, so it doesn't matter. But, I mean, my point is, what's the option?
There is not. It's Dak.
It's Dak Prescott. It's Dak Prescott. Now, they may be up against the cap after doing a deal. Right now, they're not up against the cap, but they need to pay him what he wants or close to what he wants and get this done. Otherwise, if this pushes into the tag category, if he gets franchise tagged, you know what that does? It pisses everybody off, because then you can't negotiate until after the season.
That's correct.
So that's not what anybody wants.
Nope, that would not be good for business. From a morale point of view, it would be $27 million. That would be good, you know, isolated. But in terms of the business of the NFL, he's worth more than that. It is what it is. 855-212-4227. Here's a question for you. Number one, do you think that there's a little chance, you know, is the door slightly ajar for Dak not to be on the Cowboys next season? Teague and I believe this is all nonsense. This is all rhetoric. This is all noise. This is all going to dissipate fast. He will be under center week one for the Dallas Cowboys. You could book that. But there's some others who disagree.
Yep.
And we'll get some calls on that. 1-855-212-4227. And something I want to discuss with you, Teague, coming up next here. Let's face it. The guy who absorbed all the pressure, all the arrows, all the slinging shots, all the rocks, right? All the heat, Jason Garrett. He's gone. Who's next in line? It's the quarterback here. Dak has nowhere to hide. Is he now target A in terms of pressure for the Cowboys? 1-855-212-4227. 42-27, and maybe more directly, Cowboy detractors or Cowboy dissenters. Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio.
All right.
CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line here on Tiki and Tierney is 1-855-212-4227, sponsored by GEICO. Whether you own or rent, GEICO makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work. Get a quote. Go to GEICO.com. We're going to get a champ in the house in studio. Kansas City Chiefs corner, Bashaud Breeland will join us. He will be in studio next segment here on Tiki and Tierney. That'll be very good. So we'll just kick inbounds, out of bounds to hour number two. Right now we're talking about the Dallas Cowboys, who continue to do Dak dirty. They are, you know, and I'm almost getting to the point where, you know, I'm an inch away from actually hoping this blows up in their face and they get burned.
Yeah, because it serves them right.
Yeah, because there's business, which we all understand, and then there's just unnecessary machinations of business that don't apply. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. What are you looking for?
I don't know. Like, you know, and again, it comes back to, what else are you going to do?
Right? You better start getting some defense, right?
And you're not drafting someone who's going to immediately align with a team that has enough position players elsewhere to be viable.
Correct.
Right? Yep. So you can't start over. And so the only thing you can do is go get one of these vets, which why this Tom Brady thing is interesting to some people, but makes no sense. Or Phillip Rivers, but even that doesn't make any sense. And so you have a guy who's grown significantly from his first year when he was forced into starting, and we were like, dude, this kid can't. I mean, he's good. He doesn't make mistakes, but without Zeke, without a running game, there's no way this kid can win. To now throwing for almost 4,000 yards, having 30 touchdowns and 11 interceptions, and being a stud, you know, a Pro Bowl level quarterback.
Yeah.
That's what you want. Like, that's the natural progression. A kid who's learning slowly to a kid who's your star. Pay him, right? Don't wait. Do it. And if you would have done it before the season started and prioritized him as opposed to Zeke, you would have had him more at a discount if you had given him $35 million or $34.
They wouldn't have had to at the beginning.
I agreed. And now he's going to try to push to 40 because that's what Pat Mahomes is going to get. He wants to be at the top of the market.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, they botched this, seriously.
I mean, yeah, they have. And you know, at this point, there's a little chance to recover. But they better get their act together. And, you know, think about all the things, whether it's Tua and his hip, you know, Joe Burrow and his projectability, all the quarterbacks coming, Herbert from Oregon, you know, all the quarterbacks that we had a couple of years. We had everyone on the show, Rosen, Darnold, Baker Mayfield, Lamar Jackson, had them all here on Tiki and Tierney. And every conversation about really every quarterback drafted, right, is, number one, do they have transferable skill? Mm-hmm. Clearly. Are they big enough? Are they strong enough? Are they durable enough?
Yeah.
Will they be able to stand up to the rigors of the NFL? I don't know. He's played four seasons. He's played 16 games every season.
Right.
So in terms of durability, he shows up.
Yeah.
We talk about the two most the two most important attributes for a pro quarterback: being available and protecting the football.
Right.
And then there's other branches. You know, certainly accuracy is important. Leadership. You know, blah blah blah. But if you're not there, when you are there, if you're throwing it to the wrong team too frequently, you got the wrong guy. He's the exact opposite. He's always there, and he very rarely gives it to the opponent.
Now, do you think there is some merit? There's some merit in the fact that they have a new coaching staff, even though the coordinator stays the same. Offensive coordinator stays the same.
Kellen Moore's going to come back.
But Coach McCarthy, he didn't bring Dak. He didn't see the successes of Dak. He can afford, as a new head coach of the Dallas Cowboys, just to take a wait and see approach. Like, let him prove it to me. Yeah, he might have proved it to Jason Garrett and Scott Linehan, but let him prove it to me before we fully commit to giving him, you know, $38 million a year and having a 6-year deal that makes him one of the top two or three highest paid quarterbacks on yearly average in the National Football League. Let him prove it to me. Is there merit to that? Could that be what Coach McCarthy is thinking, or what is holding up this conversation with Dak and his contract extension?
It's a very interesting question, and I believe that there's an element of it that can apply here. But it's a little undercut when this conversation was occurring before McCarthy was the coach.
Yeah, that's right.
Because we keep going back to the beginning of last season, and, you know, Zeke was the priority, and Garrett was the coach, and we thought Garrett would always be the coach. So, I conceptually, sure, I can divorce myself from, at least for a moment, Dallas's situation and just insert, you know, faceless, nameless people and say, well, let me see. You bring in a head coach with a Super Bowl winning pedigree for big money, and you're going to give him the reins for the most part. You got a quarterback who we all know is good, but the interpretation of how good is subjective and still maybe somewhat defining or shaping itself. Does it seem like the prudent move to allow the Super Bowl winning coach with all this new influence in the organization to watch him play for a year and then determine what he's worth? The answer is yes.
Yeah.
The problem is this. What if he goes 12-4? Or what if they go 11-5 or 13-3 and have a little playoff run, okay? Mahomes is going to get paid $40 million within the next month or so. He's getting every penny. He's getting it all. So if Dak thrives under McCarthy, and I think we all believe that he will, now you're going to have to pay him 41.
Yeah, now you got to overpay him.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, now you got to overpay him.
So just stop this. It's this endless pursuit of chasing your tail. The more you wait, I could be wrong, but the more you wait, it's my opinion, Dak will continue to prove to be valuable and viable and make more money.
It almost feels like it's already too late, doesn't it? Because what you
Not yet. I still think there's a little salvage wiggle room here. A little bit.
I mean, because
if
Zeke, if Pat Mahomes gets paid, then it's too late. If Pat gets his deal done, it's too late.
See, I don't agree with you on that, though. And I know pro athletes aren't conditioned to say, yeah, no, I know that guy's better than me. I hear you.
Yeah, and then we started to have that conversation. But how do you...
But he has to know that Patrick Mahomes is getting more money than he is.
Yeah, but you never admit that. You never admit it because it just doesn't work that way, you know? And so...
Then he's going to have a problem. And then I would have... I wouldn't have his back at that point.
And that's why I start to say, this could get out of hand, man. This could... You could end up being on the franchise tag if you're Dak Prescott for not just 1 year, but maybe two. Mm-hmm. And to be honest with you, it's probably cheaper for the Cowboys.
This year it will be cheaper. The next year it will go from it goes to what's the percentage? 30%?
30%. So it's 130% of whatever it was last year. So whatever that number.
27 to almost 40. You would almost get Mahomes' money in year two.
Yeah, but you're not getting Mahomes' money in year one.
No, and so that's true.
And so in some
way, might say $5-6 million. You might actually do that.
Then the challenge would be then, okay, he proves that he's the guy.
Yeah,
you're starting at Mahomes' money already. So that's why I feel like it's too late. Right, they already missed the boat here. And so,
you know what I don't get, Teak? And mate, listen, I'll leave the door slightly ajar, even though it feels ominous. I still think it gets resolved. I feel confident that it will get resolved. But I hear you. The timing is odd. And the way this has been kicked down the road has been unfair to Dak and probably to the detriment maybe of their long-term relationship. Because people don't forget things. When you don't get treated right at the negotiating table, when your time is up, when you do have that leverage, you're going to drop the hammer.
Yeah.
You're going to look to smash people in the head with it. That's business. I think, though, that for all the things we talk about, you know, trying to find a quarterback, trying to find somebody who's reliable, trying to find a high-character player, somebody who scores, you know, I'm not saying he's Mahomes, but scores enough points, protects the football, is healthy. All these things that you pursue, some teams for decades, like Miami, like the Bills before they got Josh Allen, like the Jets before they got Darnold, like the Browns before they got Baker, who's got to get his act together. But still, I think we both think he's going to be good. Some teams chase this for decades.
Yeah.
You got the guy. Cut the check. Nothing else to say on this. I'm tapped out on the day. I mean, I really have nothing new or fresh to add to this.
You're right.
They're not playing. They're doing dirty by Dak, or they're doing Dak dirty, and he deserves the money.
And they're not trading. And they're not trading for Tom Brady.
They're not trading Tom Brady. All right, Bashaud Breeland, Mike, has he gotten here yet? Is he in the house? Woof! We got a Super Bowl champ, Kansas City quarterback. Talk about the Super Bowl. Talk about Patty Mahomes. Talk about the great Arrowhead fans. What a wild season for the Chiefs. So he's in the studio. We'll talk with the champ coming up after Axe Update, which is right now. He's Rich. All right, Tiki and Tierney here, CBS Sports Radio. Time to ask the pros. Give you a chance to ask us anything you want. Brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Just here's how you do it. Tweet us at CBS Sports Radio and use the hashtag AskThePros. Make it something interesting. Tiki and I will get back to it a little bit later. So if you challenge us, better chance you get heard. Make sure you stick around and listen later on. Tiki and I will answer it for you. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts. All your car care needs, guaranteed low prices, and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. We got a champion. We got a champion in the house that I can guarantee as Bashaud Breeland steps in and sits down here on Tiki and Tierney. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I'm going to guess, Bashaud, that if this is before the season, You're not rolling seven deep with the entourage. You win the Super Bowl, and now the cameras come out. Everybody wants to document. What's going on, buddy?
Actually, these are my guys. You know what I mean? This is my barber, you know, celebrity barber. That's what he calls himself. That's Kirby Trendsetter. This is my engineer, artist. You know what I mean? I'm in the music as well. That's Flock Rock. We call him Gorilla Noise. He's a producer, he's an engineer.
I love
that. Do it all.
But this
is my crew, man. We together all the time. They keep me sane.
See, I wish I could walk around with a celebrity barber. I just do it myself. It takes like 30 seconds.
It's called I'm a bick.
Exactly. A bick and done.
I'm sorry,
I was going to say, congratulations,
man. Appreciate it.
I mean, this run was, I mean, we kind of saw it coming from last season, but this is your first season here.
Yeah.
But jumping into this ship and riding all the way to the top, I mean, that had to be an awesome ride for you guys.
Man, it was very special. You know what I mean? The journey was worth it. You know what I mean? Coming from my track record, different other teams, bouncing around from team to team, Washington, Green Bay, finally getting to Kansas City. I missed my opportunity last year, and they got to the dance. You know what I mean? I'm kind of glad they didn't win it. I probably wouldn't be here, but at the same time, you know what I mean? Like, I was glad to see the success of the team. And knowing that I had a chance to come back this year, you know, it was great.
Yeah, one of the things, Bashad, is that last year the Chiefs had a ridiculous offense. Yeah. Everybody knows how good Pat Mahomes is. He won the MVP. But the defense was lacking a little bit. You know, we all knew it. They were trying to outscore everybody. It changed this year. You, obviously, Tyrann Mathieu was there as well. What was the mentality on that side of the ball? Spags, obviously, is your coordinator.
Yeah.
It felt like it was complete this year for the first time.
It's like you take a group of guys who the world counted out, say they're not fast enough, big enough, can't do this, you know what I mean?
Yep.
He don't need to be in the league no more. You need to count him out. And you put those guys together and with the leadership and of the group that we had, you know what I mean? It only built confidence within everybody. So everybody game elevated to another level. And with Patrick Mahomes, you know what I mean? Like, last year they kind of got complacent knowing that we can outscore anybody, you know what I mean? So defense ain't really do all that, you know what I mean? So when Patrick Mahomes got hurt this season, that's when you really saw the change of the defense. We came in and said, we about to change this around. This was about to be a defensive team.
That's true.
What I mean? It was times where defense won games for us, and it was time where offense had our back and let us know we still the top dogs on the team, too, so we can win games for y'all, too. But at the same time, we like that y'all helping us out.
By the way, when did you officially stop partying? That's what I need to know. So you win the Super Bowl, all right, in Miami. Well, you know you had the parade. We know you went bonkers that night. You probably had a club. Hopefully ownership rented out a big... I mean, did the champagne dry? When were things... You know, like when does the
party really just
end,
started.
When do people stop
saying?
Knocking on your door?
It really not going to stop. You know what I mean? Like, especially coming around from, not being... I mean, everybody's excited. You know what I mean? Like, they feel like they won the game with us. You know what I mean?
You mean your hometown?
Yeah. The
hometown. Yeah, I can see that.
I mean, a lot of people in this world, like Kansas City fans, 50 years.
You know, yeah.
50 years since they got the Super Bowl trophy. So, like, it weighs on them, you know what I mean? Like, a lot of people feel like, I can go on home now, you know what I mean? I done live for what I wanted to live for. And it's been a great drive, you know what I mean? Great motivation for us, the team, to get this form. You know what I mean? It was a great feeling.
It's a great franchise, great players. Bashad Breeland's with us. I got a tough one for you. All right, you got to answer it the right way. I know you keep it real. Better game day atmosphere, Lambeau or Arrowhead?
That's a good one.
Maybe the two best venues in the NFL.
You.
What do you think, man?
I mean, right now I got to give the Arrowhead, you know what I mean? We was in a winning team. You know
they,
what I mean?
They writing
winning
the checks,
squads.
Too.
Like,
they writing your checks, too,
yeah,
right?
But we really were winning. My time in Green Bay, you know what I mean? We really wasn't winning.
Oh, that's right. McCarthy got fired. That was an ugly scene.
Yeah, with the ups and downs with the coaches. Yeah. So, you know what I mean? Like, during that time, the fans was really trying to figure out what was going on. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, Green Bay got some of the most loyal fans as well. You know what I mean? I played for one of, like, the top franchises, Redskins, Green Bay, and Chiefs Kingdom, you know what I mean? So I'm used to the fan base being what it is, and the Chiefs Kingdom is just remarkable.
Had you played out there before you joined?
I played them on Monday night. So Monday night with the Redskins, we played them Monday night, you know what I mean? It was loud then, you know what I mean? Like, Monday night, the crowd was crazy.
I finally got in.
We lost by 10 points or a touchdown, something like that. We almost pushed overtime. But Alex Smith got it done.
Alex Smith is an underrated quarterback.
Yeah, he really is. Man, a lot of this winning and success of the Kansas City Chiefs, you know what I mean? You got to tip your hats off to him. He was starting coach of it. And And, you know, he feel like he won this Super Bowl with us.
Let me ask you a question.
That's interesting.
One of the things, and Tiki was this way, mm-hmm. because he wasn't a first-round pick. He was early in the second mm-hmm. round, mm-hmm. and he became a superstar. But it didn't happen overnight.
Mm-hmm.
But it was with the same team, obviously, the Giants. Some players just...
The Giants.
He's laughing at
me. He's a Carolina boy.
Some players just need to hit the right spot, get in the right room, get the right coach, have that belief. What was different, if you can verbalize, what was different in Washington and Green Bay versus Kansas City, just for you? Yeah. I don't mean the team or the mm-hmm. fans,
and Washington,
for you.
In Washington, I was young. I was very young, you know what I mean? Like, coming in the league, you know what I mean? Drafting in the fourth round, you know what I mean? When they draft you in the fourth round, you think you're a developmental player, you know, special team.
Yeah.
Came in, the injuries played the team, so I was forced into action right away, you know what I mean? Like, I had my ups and downs. It was a great experience in Washington, but I was young. I didn't, you know what I'm saying? It was a lot of things that was thrown my way. I didn't know that. I didn't know how to handle. And more things came with maturity. When I got to Green Bay, I was dealing with injuries. So it was another step of adversity that I had to overcome, you know what I mean? But when I got to Kansas City, like, I felt at home. You know what I mean? The energy, the welcoming, like, they made me fit right in. You know what I mean? I didn't have a time where I had to get acclimated to the team. I felt like I already knew everybody, you know what I mean? It just mixed right in. And
that because of Reed or is that because of Mahomes?
Yeah, I was going to ask about
it. It's because of the team. You know what I mean? Coach Reed, he do a
you mean
a
the construction of the team?
Yeah.
Like the players.
It starts from the top. Start from up top. They do a good job of building and putting people in the right position to lead their team. You know what I mean? And Tyron, you got Mahomes, Kelsey, they got good leadership pacing around every position. And those guys, they're not selfish. You know what I mean? They not just want to win for them. They want to win for the team. They want everybody to see. And I saw that when I got here, man. When I got here, they already had goals established. We going to the win the Hunt Trophy, and we going to the Lombardi. You know what I'm saying? So I had to come in. All I had to do was come in and fall in line and get on the same page as them.
Yeah, tell us about Andy Reid, because I didn't know him as a player, only as a opponent to him. And he was my coach in the Pro Bowl 1 year. But
I only had a year, 6 months with him. This is my first time really being as a player, mm-hmm. like him as my coach. And everything that is said about Coach Reed is true. He is as advertised, you know what I mean? His players, coach, you know how to mix and mingle with every player, you know what I mean? But at the same time, he got this stiffness about him, like, I mean business. Like, you know what I mean? Like if you come in and do what you right thing, like, and do the right things, you good.
But he doesn't take it. He doesn't take it to junk, though.
Unless, you know what I mean? If you come in, you one of them ones that causes distraction to the team. Like, there's nobody on this team is bigger than the team.
Mm-hmm.
And you sense that before he even opened his mouth to say a word.
Yeah, I got you. Okay.
Yeah, he got that grandfather feel.
Yeah.
He might give you the King Kong Bundy splash. Let me ask you this, Bashaw. Bashaw Breland's with us here in studio, Chiefs Corner, Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. The way, you know, the NFL goes now, and you know, the pass, you know, so every conversation Tiki and I have is about quarterbacks.
Yeah.
And we started the show with Dak Prescott, right? You played against Dak for a couple of years with the Redskins. And the term elite has gotten a little lazy, and it's almost a little improperly defined,
if you will. It's stat-driven. It's stat-defined, which is not actually the case.
Yep. Yeah. And they haven't paid him yet. Now, you actually lined up against him a few times. When you look at Dak Prescott, I'm curious, as a competitor, do you see a guy that can slice you up and beat you, or do you see more of a system guy? Because they haven't paid him yet.
I mean, man, I'm not one of them guys that call a guy a system guy, you know what I mean? Like, because some guys, you go certain places, like the coaching techniques, the coaching styles, you know what I'm saying, it really elevates your game, you know what I mean? Like, so I wouldn't just say that he's a system guy, you know what I mean? I played against Dak, like, he's been a winner since I've been there, you know what I mean? Yeah. It was hard for us to even beat him, you know what I mean? Like, and a guy that wins, like, you know what I mean? Like, one of those guys, like, some people don't have all the attributes as players, but you can't judge his heart. You know what I mean? His heart can make him a superstar, that this guy with all the talent. You know what I mean? They can be the same way, you know what I mean? I feel like Dak, one of the ones who, you know what I'm saying, he's driven to win, you know what I'm saying? He all for his team, and he one of them guys that, you know what I'm saying? Like I've been winning, I've been doing this. Like, certain, some people, it's hard to really get to those big games, get in the playoffs to get wins. It's not all on the quarterback, you know what I mean? The quarterback can do his job, and other guys can lack at theirs, and then the team effort is not where it need to be. So we're not winning, but the quarterback get the most pressure and the most heat.
That's
so
right.
I feel like
and the most money.
Exactly. I feel like a guy, his nature, you know, with all that, those intangibles, everything that's being said, like, he deserves his money, deserves his pay.
I agree with you. You know, a guy who's not a system guy, never will be confused as a system guy, is your quarterback, Pat Mahomes. And I wonder, because he does stuff in games, it's just like, how the hell is he doing? Like, what does he?
Man, he doesn't practice his stuff, obviously. Or does he?
Like, he's a big kid. You know what I'm saying? You see him every day in practice, bro. Like, he tried new stuff. Like, you know what I mean? So that's why coaches really feel confident in allowing him to do things in the game. Because I'm going to show you I can do this in practice before I try to go do this in the game. Mm-hmm. You're not one of the ones. I'm just going to try to make this spectacular play in this game. And I never practiced a day in my life. You know what I mean?
Like, yep.
He always followed on his mechanics. And that's why I admire so much about Patrick Mahomes' games. Like, you really can see how slow the game to him while he's playing.
Yeah.
It's funny. It takes me back to Patrick Ewing when he was coaching his first year. And he's getting on one of his forwards. He's
Did
you practice taking a one-footed jump
shot?
That's
right.
It's like, no, you didn't practice that. So don't do it in the game.
Patrick lit him up.
I don't think people realize how big Mahomes is. Like, thick trunk. He's a big boy. He's big. Tough to bring down.
He is. You know what I mean? He's one of those strangely athletes. Like,
yeah.
He don't look like he can move, he can run, but he'll outrun you. He don't look like he'll break this tackle, but he'll break that tackle. You know what I mean? Like, he very smart. He know when to take his shots. He know when to get down. He know when to throw the ball away. He know when to throw it deep and get his guy to play. But he's one of those quarterbacks. I'm going to give my guy 50-50 balls and let him go get it.
Yeah.
He trusts in his arm. You know what I mean? He's a confident quarterback. And he bleed Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, you gotta love him if you're a Chiefs fan. Really, if you're an NFL fan, you love him.
Yeah,
let's take us to the Super Bowl for a minute, if you can, you know, go back a couple weeks. Right, it felt like the 49ers were unbeatable. Right, they had a great run game. I mean, they ran for what 250-60 yards or whatever it was.
Oh yeah,
exactly. And Jimmy Garoppolo didn't really have to do nothing. But were you guys confident against him? Because you got to him. Like, up front, you started to get to him. Chris Jones, even he wasn't getting to him. He's jumping up and knocking down passes. You flustered him. You had the interception at the second quarter. Like, what did you see when you guys attacked this 49ers defense? Because a lot of people didn't think you could bend them.
They came out trying to establish the run on us, the outside zone. But we
knew that was coming.
Yeah, everybody knew that. But at the same time, they weren't expecting us to be hands-on in the passing game. They thought they was going to come out and pass it more than expected. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they was really getting like 5 to 6 yards of pop on the outside in the beginning of the game. You know what I'm saying? We really had to find out how to stop the outside running game. But they ended up eventually stopping themselves and start doing play action and really allow us to really do what we're good at. You know what I'm saying? Be physical. You know what I mean? Like, at the line of point of attack and give our D-line time to run. You play action. Like, we get time to put our hands on receivers and slow them down. Our rush going to get there. Frank Clark, Chris Jones, they going to do what they do. Play. You know, you got Pinnell. You got a lot of guys on our D-line that really can get after the quarterback. All you got to do is give them time.
Did you sense, because we talked about this and we certainly sensed this, there weren't many penalties, excuse me, outside of a few holding, false starts, and some procedural stuff. Did you get a sense early that the refs were going to let you play? Because they let you guys. You guys, it's a pretty physical game.
One thing you got to know in playoff football, you know what I mean, with the TV contracts, you can't play so long. They can't really let them go so long. But, nah, like, you know what I mean? Point. Like, early on in the game, they really was letting us really play. You know what I mean? Our coach teaches let our hand slip early. They call it early. We got a chance to overcome it.
Yeah.
Try not to do it late in the game. But the style of corners that we had, the style of DBs we got, we're very physical.
But that play,
so it's going, the penalty is going to come.
That played into your strengths, though.
Yeah, it
let y'all be it dogs. Be let y'all be
are.
Mean,
be,
right?
Be who we are. Yeah.
Shot.
Man, throughout the year, they want to see points.
Oh, you trust me.
So they're going to get an offensive advantage to get those points.
Unless you, playoffs, unless you bet the under.
But when you play in the playoffs, defense win games.
Yeah.
So they're going to allow you to play.
All right. So now we have about 30 seconds. Are you on the contract next year? You are, right?
Nah, I'm a free agent. Yeah, unrestricted free agent.
Jets facilities right up the road. Go say hi to my boys. We'll keep you around.
We need some secondary help as well.
He's a giant. I'm with the Jets. Bashad, congrats on the championship.
Hey, awesome. Appreciate it, man.
Wasn't easy for you. Bounce around a little Redskins by your own admission. Maybe not really ready to be a pro at that point. Then with Green Bay, you were hurt. And then it all clicked for you at the age of 20. Has a pick in the Super Bowl, and he's a champ now. Great to meet you, man.
Everything, man.
Pretty good, right? Pretty good life?
Yes, sir.
Bashad Breeland in the house. Good stuff. So, you know, by the way, look at that piece of ice. I'm a little jealous, man. Who did I ask to wear? Oh, Scantling.
Yeah.
Did you notice we had Scantling?
Yeah, he shot you down.
Yeah, and you know, that's why Scantling had a bad season. He did. He had a bad season.
Yeah.
I bet you if I said, Bashad, let me see that. I bet you let me see.
That's kind of guy. For me, man. Let's put the ice on,
yeah, right?
Baby.
Let me hold this for a second.
Yeah, appreciate you.
Thank you. Chiefs, congrats, hell of a team to watch. So, all right. I guess we got sucked back into this conversation. The Philadelphia 76ers, right? Mm. They showed up.
Had a little scrap. They beat the Clippers at home.
They always win at home.
Of course.
A little scrap, a little dog and Joel Embiid. Marcus Morris, the new addition. He was a little unhappy. Some great plays. We'll talk about this. What does it really remember? We gave them the cutoff is March 1st. And so if they don't start showing something before then, which they're beginning to, we were about to dump the Sixers to the side of the road. Now they're forcing their way back in the conversation. We'll talk some hoops coming up next. Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.